The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, last week we got a great response from around the country to a piece we did on postcards. And one of the listeners who got in touch was Aidan Mannion from County Sligo. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And you're keeping well, Aidan?
I am very well. Welcome to beautiful Sligo.
It's a nice day this morning.
It's a nice it's a bit overcast, but we have plenty of fresh air.
Good stuff, good stuff. Aidan, now you are a serious collector of postcards.
I am guilty of that, definitely, John.
How many have you in your possession?
I'd have somewhere in the region of 50,000 or 60,000 of them.
50,000 or 60,000?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, it's a big problem, John. I have to admit to it. I started, John, back in the 70s collecting local postcards of Sligo, and I've been 40, 50 years collecting them since that. The cards go back to around 1890, 1900. That's when they started, really, postcards, picture postcards particularly. The postcard itself started in about 1870, and it was used as commercial mail because it was cheaper than an ordinary letter. It was half the price of an ordinary letter. And then the picture postcard came in about the 1880s in Europe and about the 1890s in Ireland.
I see. So you have cards, presumably postcards, that stretch from the first time they were used.
Postcards going back to the 1870s.
And what were they like?
They would be very plain, pre-stamped cards, John, that businesses and banks would have used to send particular messages, either within their own organisations or it basically would have been commercial mail. And then obviously entrepreneurs saw a gap in the market and they decided to add pictures to the postcards. And that happened about 1880, 1890. And basically from then on, I suppose the golden age of postcards really would have been between 1900 and 1920, when there were millions and millions of postcards sent all over Europe and all over the world.
And why so? Why during
because,
that period?
Because, first of all, if you can imagine, John, back in those days, if I was in Sligo and I got a postcard from Alexandria in Egypt, I certainly was going to hold on to it because it was giving me an image of a world that I would never have known even existed. And people tended to collect them. In fact, there were an awful lot of albums sold in that period, and people would keep every postcard they got from all over the world and basically show it to other people.
Mm. So in
it
a
was
way,
a very big hobby.
Sure, yeah. So in a way, a collection of postcards is a class of a social history.
It's a phenomenal social history, and that's what interests me as much as anything in them, John. It sounds like a huge bulk of cards, but a lot of them have been bought in collections and that I bought at different stages in Ireland and England and America and different places. I'll give you an example of one of them, John. One of them was a collection that a mother put together in Sligo, and she got two linoleum sample books. These would be wallpaper sample books, right? And she stuck in every postcard that her husband and son sent to her. They happened to be in the English Army. And they start around 19... The first entries in it are actually they're tokens for Boer War prisoners. And they come right through the First World War, where you have field post office postcards where you weren't allowed to actually send a message to your mother or anybody like that. You were given three alternatives and you ticked one of them because the censor was in play and even the postmark was a number and not a place.
I see. So fascinating.
And in a place like Sligo County, we take County Sligo, which would be typical of Ireland generally, almost every little town and village would have had postcards published by the local shop at those stages. It was very, very common. I mean, I can give you an example in County Sligo. In Colooney, for instance, there was a little shopkeeper and he published probably some of the nicest postcards I've ever seen in September 13. He dated them even, and he took photographs of the children in the streets. And they're a phenomenal social record. And the other side of the postcard, of course, which is the message side of it, again, is a phenomenal record of people's lives and what they were going through in terms of emigration, in terms of being away at war. They tell people's lives, you know.
Mm. And have you a favourite?
I'd say probably the ones that I would really like would be something like, I mean, I have a card, for instance, which W.B. Yeats sent to somebody, signed by himself.
Cool.
I would have a card, for instance, again, by Countess Markovitch. Personal cards like that, with a connection to the person on the front of it and the back of it, and if you combine that then with the sort of postal history side of it, it's a phenomenal record of a world that has sort of disappeared completely, you know.
Yeah, and the W.B. Yeats one, does that have a considerable value? Or
I would say it probably has today, John. I think when I bought it, it cost me about £30 or £40 at the time, which was a lot of money then, maybe. I don't know what it would be worth today. Probably the most expensive postcard I think I've ever seen sold, if I'm not mistaken, was a Joyce card that was posted in Trieste to his publisher, and I think that made something like £200,000.
Oh, I see. So you could be...
Now, I don't have many of those or any of those.
I'll tell you, they're making a beeline for you already. I can feel it.
Unfortunately, the bank would be very interested if I did, John.
I'll tell you what, you're sitting on a treasure trove there.
It's a thing that it's a great interest from the point of view that the tentacles of it go all over the place, because I'm a very inquisitive person, John, and when I get something and it just you'll get something and there's a cryptic message on it, I tend to sort of go and check it out. Like, I got a card last week from somebody that sent it to me, and it was actually addressed to Douglas Hyde from the Esperanto Society, and which you know, I was found very curious, and I didn't realise that he was one of the sort of promoters of it at the time. Esperanto was one of these languages, European language, that they were trying to bring in, which it didn't work, obviously.
And tell me, Aidan, are there postcard collectors conferences?
There are, yes. In Ireland, you would have really where guys like me would pick up cards would be sort of an antique fairs, and you get guys who deal in paper memorabilia. But in England, there would be major fairs held maybe, well, every week in England there are fairs, but the major ones would be held about twice a year, and there would be millions and millions of postcards and dealers from all over Europe and America at those particular fairs.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about all the cards you're collecting, though. You've about, what, a stash now of 50,000 and 60,000.
Yeah.
Where do you store them, and do you get in trouble?
Well, now, John, it could be me or the cards very quickly with the wife here at this stage. But, no, I try to keep them I have a particular storage area, and most of them would be in either albums or I have special storage boxes for them. To keep them safe, you know.
I see. But I'm sure your other half isn't too impressed when you.
Well, you know, she threatens to, when I depart this world, sell the lot and drive a Porsche. But anyway, I'm not quite sure whether that makes me happy or not.
Oh,
John.
That's so heartless. That's so heartless. Anyway, because
John Hind, really, like, they would have been the postcard that people would think in today's terms would have been the sort of classic postcard, but he was carrying on a tradition that went by right back to the 1900 of producing a card of a particular area in Ireland and selling that card within the area,
yeah,
and having people post it then away to people on holidays or whatever, whether they were within Ireland or outside of Ireland.
Well, Aidan, Geraldine Mangan has been on to say mentioning a collection of postcards, she wants to share with us that she has a wonderful collection of postcards dating back from 1903-4 to approximately 1910. My maternal grandmother, Ellen Finn, was a housekeeper in Curramore House in Portlaw in County Waterford with Lord Waterford. She then moved to London to work for the Duke of Norfolk. She later moved back to Waterford to marry and rear her family. During her time working, she collected postcards, sending and receiving many from other houseworkers, getting the news of their whereabouts and the gossip. These postcards are fascinating to me, she says, as they are a great connection to my history and, of course, to my granny, whom I never met but feel I know her so well.
Yeah.
That's very
typical, John, of I mean, people don't realise unfortunately, the number of people that turn around and say to me, oh, we had thousands of those and we didn't think they're of any value when we burnt them when we cleared out Granny's house or whatever. And people should always remember that, first of all, that paper memorabilia or paper is a phenomenal record, you know, and if they have stuff like that, to maybe give it to the local museum or library and they'll keep it safely. And they shouldn't be worried about the sort of the personal side of it, because the personal side of it is what tells the story of the people's lives, you know. Sure. And the again, no more than that lady that rang in there, again, one of my favourite cards that a granduncle of mine gave me in Scotland. My grandmother came from Scotland, and she came to work in Sligo again, like the other lady, in a big house in Markrae Castle in Sligo, and she married my grandfather. And she sent a card back a week after she had arrived in Sligo in around 1914 to her brother. And it's an absolute treasure to me now. It just has a photograph of Colooney in County Sligo, and it's in her handwriting. And right. To me, that's the most valuable one probably I have in the collection.
Cherished memories, indeed.
Exactly.
Well, Aidan, thank you for sharing your collection with us, and thanks for getting in touch.
No problem, and John. Happy, it was a pleasure.
And happy postcard collecting. That's all I'll say to you.
Thanks very much, John.
And good luck with your very understanding wife.
Yes.
Well, when she hears now what the WB Yeats one is worth, I'll tell you to be
off. I think she might be. She might just ship me out and take the lot, John.
Aidan, great to talk to you. That's Aidan Mannion there talking to us from County Sligo this morning.